I'm sure that none of us believes that we worship or prioritize any master other than God. Now, I'm sure we say that. But then we think about our lives and say all of the distractions and all of the things that we have to deal with on a daily basis. And we begin to say, well, who really is master? Do I really believe that God is the master of my life? Or has my master become money? And for a lot of people, it has. Because many people struggle in our world today. A lot of people struggle. And so without some kind of income, they struggle to help their family survive, to provide the needs of the family, the basics even, and sometimes that's very, very difficult. And so in many ways, that can become kind of like it governs our lives, because we have to think of, how am I going to provide? So maybe it's I take the best job I can find, but maybe it's not enough, even to meet the basics. And in today's world, that's too true too often. But then we begin to say sometimes, well, in the process of doing that, what do I sacrifice? And frequently what I sacrifice is being able to be with my family, to love them, to share with them, to teach them, to guide them, to be a support, to be a presence, to be a joy with them, to play with them, to just have a good time with them. And sometimes people just don't have that opportunity, because to accomplish what they need to provide for the basics of their family, it takes just about all of their time. So we kind of say, well, in this situation, who has become our master? And in a sense, it's the money that I have to make sure I can provide. Or maybe it's, for some people, it becomes power. You see that, say, especially when we have elections, when people are running for offices or positions of authority or responsibility in companies, being a CEO or CFO or COO or, you know, some kind of a big shot anyway. And the power becomes what dominates. I need to do that. And maybe I will even sacrifice principles that I profess I believe in, just to get that. Maybe it means that I work an extra 20 hours a week. I say I'm doing this for my family, but am I really? Has it become kind of a god to me, that it becomes the power that controls my life? That it's not a power that I can exercise for the good of other people, for the good of my family, for the good of my own development and growth, but it becomes a power that dominates me and controls everything about me. And we can go on and on with examples of that. What Jesus says to us is basically, if you choose me first, if you make me the priority of your life, all of these other things will kind of fall into line too. It doesn't mean that suddenly because you decide that I'm going to devote my life to Christ, that I'm going to live the kind of life that he asked me to live, that I'm going to listen to his commands, it doesn't mean that's going to take all my time. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that I love my God. He has become a close, intimate friend of mine. I don't want to do anything to offend him. So all of the values that he teaches and that I've learned through my family and people who are dear to me, all of those values I maintain, while at the same time being able to follow through with work, with being with my family, to help forming my family, to being a good neighbor, to being caring for people in the world, being able to share what I have, share the abundance that I may have, the excess that I may have. And so Jesus said, if you follow me, I'm not going to take you away from that. That is still your responsibility. It's still a responsibility to raise your family, to provide for your family, to make them comfortable. But so many times in this world of ours, we become so obsessed with getting more. Pope Francis talks about this a lot. He said, we become so materialistic. And he said, even though we think that we follow Christ sometimes, if you really take a good look at yourself, how many times do we buy things that we really don't need? Maybe buy things we don't even want. You've heard about people who just buy because they like to buy. And materialistic things that, well, if you don't have this, you can't be happy. If you don't go on this cruise at least once a year, you can't possibly be happy. There's something wrong with you. If you can't drive this kind of a car, if you can't own this kind of a computer, if you can't do all these crazy things, if you can't all have an iPhone, everybody in the family, then there's something wrong with you. And unfortunately, we tend to believe that, even though we say, no, not really. But practically, how often do we do that? We find ourselves just absorbing and gathering. You see all of these storage bins, places all around the country now. Everywhere you go, they have these storage places, big, massive things. And it proves one thing, that we have too much junk. And we could provide for a lot of people, because most of the stuff we throw in those storage places, we probably never take out again. And so they just sit there. Sometimes very good stuff, very good furniture, very good clothing, maybe valuables that you put aside and forgot that they're even there. And that happens. But it kind of says to us, do we really need all of these things? Of course they're nice, otherwise we wouldn't want them. And of course, people around us, we absorb that culture. We absorb that, you know, that everybody has to have this. You have to be able to eat out at a restaurant about every day now, or every other day anyway, or maybe three times a week, because that's what everybody does. Nobody sits at home and has a family meal. That's the way families used to communicate. But you know, if we just follow what Christ said to us, there is nothing wrong with money. There is nothing wrong with material things. There is nothing wrong with power. None of that stuff. There's nothing wrong with it. But unfortunately, when it becomes our God, that becomes a problem. And so Jesus says to us, you can't have two masters. I would like to be your master, the one that you always turn to follow, to look for advice, to look for direction. He said, I would like to be that person in your life. He said, it doesn't mean you have to sacrifice, give away everything you have. It doesn't mean that at all. Sometimes, you know, some people can do that. Some people can leave everything and go off to a monastery and live the rest of their lives and be perfectly happy. Maybe they don't have the responsibilities that you, as family members, as family people, as working people, maybe they don't have that kind of responsibility. But it's a different kind of call. It's a different kind of responsibility. So maybe just think about that a little bit today. We all have plenty, generally. A lot of people don't have enough. And for us who do have plenty and excess besides, of course we have to plan ahead. We have to do all of those things. And our Lord is not saying you have to give all that up. That's not what he's asking us to do. He said, but when you live and when you buy and when you share and when you spend time with family and when you do all of these things, just remember that I'm here. And that I would like to be the one that you always come to and say, what should I do? Do I really need this? What can I do to be a better person? Not only for myself and my family, for my church, for the community that I live in, for the people I work with, or who work for me, whatever it may be. What can I do to be better at that? And so what I am doing basically is saying to God, you are the one I choose first. I will follow what you say because I trust you. I believe in you. I know you are true to your word, and that you will always guide me in the right direction. So all of these things that he talks about, they're all fine. Jesus doesn't say money is evil. He doesn't say power is evil. He doesn't say accumulation of stuff is evil. He doesn't say, what he says is, let me be your boss. Let me be your guide. Let me be the one who directs you in handling and dealing with all of these responsibilities that come into our lives. He said, that way you are choosing me, and I will place my confidence, my help in you and guide you. But you have to allow me to be your first choice, the priority number one in your life.